Define values. How do we define values? What is good? What is right? What is truth? What are your values? What are my values? Our values are things that we work with all of our life. Our values are things that are meaningful to us in every area of our life. Our values are things that we guide our life with, that we guide our thought with. If someone came up to you and said, okay, give me an idea of what your values are. What are your values? How do you look at life? How do you look at the world about you? How do you look at it? And you say, wow, I hadn't thought about that. And then you procrastinate and you talk about all sorts of other things, but you don't talk about values. You don't talk about what is good. Okay, what is good? Well, what is good are things that are not bad. No, really, what is good? What is good? Good is that which makes you happy. Good is that which fulfills you. Good is that which everyone in the world delights in. Everyone in the world finds to be enjoyable. Everyone in the world calls it a positive word, a positive name. Now, is it good to hurt someone? No, I would definitely not think so. Is it good to help someone? Well, sometimes. Sometimes it's best to let them help themselves or guide them or work with them, but let them accomplish it and not have it be your fulfillment in them. But we want oftentimes to have our fulfillment in others. We want to look at others and we want to say, what is it that you're doing? What is it that you're thinking? What is it that you're acting upon? What is it that you're making your life work? What is it that is important to you? And then we find out that what really is important to us is not at all what we're thinking is important. Not at all what we think is right. To put your clothes away, to be neat in your house, to be orderly in your family, to be respectful of others, to be respectful of yourself, we think, oh, these things must surely be fine and good. These things must surely be right. Truly, they must be right. And is that what we mean? Are they really right? Are they really things that are important for you and important for me? The thing that really is important, the first value we might have, if we call a value good, the first value we might have is that we like ourselves. We find ourselves to be wonderful, beautiful, fantastic people. We find ourselves to be delightful people. We find ourselves to be enjoyable people. We find ourselves, we like our own company. We enjoy being in our own company. And when we enjoy being in our own company, we can certainly say that is good and very good. That is wonderful. And to enjoy being in your own company, you delight in taking time with yourself. You don't have to read a book. You don't have to listen to television. You don't have to immediately have something in the outer to distract your attention from listening within. Have you ever taught yourself to listen within? Have you ever taught yourself to listen to the divine in you and find out what the divine in you has for you to think about, has for you to be? Oh, we get glimmers now and then. We get little aspects now and then that say to us something about it, but it isn't really the divine in us that's talking to us. It isn't really the magic in us that's talking to us. It's ourselves that are talking to us. It's ourselves that are talking to us and saying, hey, this is what goes on. This is what life's all about. This is what it makes me happy. Yeah. Think about that. Think about that in yourself. Think about that in your life, in everything you do. Think about it as you look at the world. Think about it and think to yourself, What is it really that makes the world wonderful and happy and joyous? What is it that makes my life wonderful and joyous and happy? Well, what is good? Well, what is good is what being myself and having fun is all about. Knowing who myself is, knowing who I'm having fun about, knowing what life is all about, knowing what the magic of being is all about. This is what really makes all the difference in the world. And it makes all the difference in the world to you and to me. It makes all the difference in the world to anything in our world at all. What is right? What is truth? These things are all very high and noble sounding aspects of thinking of values, but the simplest values are just being yourself and having fun. The simplest values are living your life in a way that makes you feel good. Living your life in a way that you would never think of doing something that would make another unhappy. You would never think of doing something that would make you unhappy. You would never think of doing something that was not rewarding and fulfilling to you. Because that's what being yourself and having fun means. It means to be that inner person that you are. Listen to the divine within you and find out what it is. And you'll find out that it's more magical, more wonderful than you ever dreamed. It's more exciting, more fulfilling than you could ever desire or imagine for yourself. Because the divine in you is grander and more complete than we have ever given it credit for. The divine in us is the thinker of all those grand and glorious dreams, the thinker of all those grand and glorious ideas we have for ourselves, how to build a better mousetrap, how to build a better car, how to use the sun power, the infinite, endless sun power that's available to us for everything in life. And to take that sun power and find ways in which we can use it, find ways in which we can take that sun power and bring happiness in every moment of our life. That's the truth about us. The truth is, we are not interested in finding mechanical ways to make life sun, make life fun, and to make life fulfilling. We're looking for mechanical ways, indeed, to utilize the sun, to use the sun power, the solar power, and put it to work for us in everyday life. Everyone upon the face of the earth could have all the electricity that they wanted if they were able to use the sun power. We think, well, we'll use the ocean power, we'll use the tidal power, we'll use gasoline, and we'll use coal, we'll use all sorts of other ways. And yet the most abundant way available to you and to me is the sun. Now, let's stop saying we don't know how to use it or that it's something beyond our use and just start using it. Well, you use the sun to warm your hands. You use the sun to make you feel good. You use the sun to say, the sun's out, isn't that beautiful? And if the sun is too hot, then you shade yourself. If the sun is a cold sun, then you expose as much of yourself to the sun as you can to enjoy the radiance of its heat. We can learn how to be wonderful. We can define our values to use all the resources about us. We can use the resource of a person looking at us, and we look at them, and we smile, and they smile back at us, and we feel the warmth of their smile. We see the rain coming down, and we say, it's a cold rain. And they say, no, it's a warm rain. It's a beautiful rain. We name it and claim it. We put before us all the possibilities of the values that we can have because we are being ourselves and having fun. We are delighting in everything that the world has to give us and everything that we are. And whatever we do, we can be sure it's right. Whatever we do, we can be sure it's the truth. Because when we listen to that divine spontaneous activity within us, when we listen to it and believe it and know it, then truly it is ours forevermore. Today, make this claim for yourself. Make this delight in your life. Make this happiness in your being. And as you do, notice how wonderful it is, how grand it is, how perfect it is, because it is you. Define your values. What is good, what's right, what's true. Define your values and then live them. And live them from the information, the inspiration the divine in you has to give. And when you do that, all is in divine order. Know that for yourself today. Know that so for yourself forevermore, for that's who you are and that's who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.